One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Good evening, team, and welcome to Bite Size. And yes, I did muck up the open again. So how are we doing? Let me know in the comments thing. We are live, that you can hear and see me and all that sort of stuff. Let's get that on. How are we all doing, people? Let me know in that chat box. So if you're new to this, this is the Monday episode. Now, we do a live stream on a Monday where we're talking about running shoes, running gear, running kit, YouTube channel videos, races, and anything else, really. We don't really care. But we're recording it for as a podcast. It's like the long run show on a Friday, but it's more gear focused, trainer focused, and all that sort of stuff. So it's, far away in the comment box, the chat box thing. If you've got any questions, if you want to talk about any of the shoes I'm going to be talking about, any of the gear I'm going to be talking about, all that sort of stuff. Mark, nice to see you yesterday, Mark. Gary's already here. How are you after the weekend? I'll come on to that in a second. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. Who else we got? Two Sheds Glens here. Camman UK's here. It's a bit of a roll call. Already welcome everybody as we get up and running for this week's episode. And I've got to say, right, so straight out of the box, I just want to give all of you, if you're watching this live or you're listening to this back as a podcast on your run, I just want to say a big thank you for this weekend. We're going to come on to it obviously on the Friday show, on the long run show, but the love just for this, the Bite Size, this is only our third show here. You know, it's a half hour, 40 minute chat about, you know, running gear and stuff like that. And I just want to say thanks very much for all the support and all the love from the show, you know, for this and obviously all the other stuff that we're doing here at 40 Run. So genuine, thank you very, very much. So, yeah, so this weekend, let me know if you was there. But, yeah, it was a crazy weekend. It was a busy weekend. The figures they gave out were like they had the same amount of people on the Saturday they did over both days last year, if that makes any sense. But focusing on what we're talking about here, the gear I think was interesting. As always, the gear is for us, like shoe geeks, gear geeks, whatever you want to say, is always for me the highlight of the show. And it's always been a bit of a letdown at the National Running Show, and it kind of was again, if I'm honest. I think the gear, the new shoes, well, they weren't really new. They had the Nimbus 25 there. They had the Wave Rebellion Pros did arrive. And that was about it. I don't know, unless you guys know of any, we need to know more than 30 mins to discuss the Saucony. We'll come on to the Saucony Endorphin Elite. But yeah, so there was no real new shoes there. I mean, the Nimbus 25, yes, I know you could try it on and all that sort of stuff. The Brooks Catamount 2 was there, but they only had one pair and it was in a sample size of, I think, of an 8. So that was like about as useful as a chocolate teapot. So that was no good for anybody. But yeah, so it's a real disappointment, really, to be honest with you. There's nothing on the Adidas store, although, and this is where it's a little bit different. So over at the National Running Show, the gear, the kit are usually by retailers, and then they will have a representative from, I don't know, ASICS or whoever on the stand, making sure that the retailer is doing everything as it should be. Like, so who was it? I can't remember which brand it was, but it was Up and Running. And I think they had a few of the stands. And so it's the latest stuff, but it's not like the latest stuff, if you know what I mean. Does that make any sense? But yeah, so there was a couple of standout brands. I'll come on to them and I'll come on to the shoes. And yes, we will talk about the Elite. So get your questions in as we go off to something like that. But I've got to give a shout out to Skechers. Obviously, you guys know we're big fans of Skechers on the channel. We ended up, you know, them coming on board with the podcast and supporting us and all that sort of stuff. And I was this weekend, I was given three new pairs of shoes. I've already got the Razor 4, which the video will be dropping like anytime soon. I've had that a while. I've had an example of the Razor 4 from Skechers. And Skechers are well aware, by the way, of the problems and the issues surrounding distribution here in the UK. It's a little bit easier in the US, but over in the UK here, it is tough and they are aware of it. Okay, so before you hang me out to dry, they know about it. But I've got to say, because we got them, and more questions than anything else was about these shoes this weekend. Hopefully the camera's going to pick it up, which is the, let me get out of camera. See that? So I'm holding up, if you're listening to the podcast, I'm holding up the Speed Beast, which is an absolute machine. It is a weapon of mass destruction. It really is a lovely shoe. It's high. The Hyperburst Pro is soft. The fit's nice around it. And it just, oh, I don't know, you know, you just sometimes put a shoe on and it just feels great. This is what we've got here. I also like the outsole of the shoe, and I also like the width of the shoe, considering it's a carbon plated marathon shoe. Now, this is quite funny because, Stadia, if you're watching live, watch this. See that? For anybody on the podcast, my chair had lowered itself. How awesome is that? So that's the Speed Beast, right? I can't remember when it's coming out. I'll find out when we do the review in a week or so. Well, first impressions actually will be, but we'll get together. So I'm just getting the mud off my desk from that shoe. Also, next shoe, which I was really excited about, was the Max Road 6. Now, the Max Road 6 arrived. It's got the Hyperburst Ice on it. Now, I loved the Max Road 5. Absolutely loved that shoe. And the Max Road 6 is just, oh, it's so comfortable. It's like a pair of slippers. They've increased the stack a little bit. Weight's gone up, which is a little bit odd, but not. It doesn't feel heavy. But the most important thing on this shoe, I think, is they've improved the outsole. On the old one, it had all those like bobbles and stuff on it. With this one, you don't have it. They've cleaned all that up on the outsole, and you've got a fantastic Goodyear bit of tread on there. So already going to put these into the rotation. I was out in the Speed Beast today. We'll run that for the week, and then we'll go through, and then we'll do Max Road. Also, and they're not here, we've got the Ride 11, which also features the Hyperburst Ice as well. So that's going to be cool to see how that compares, because the Ride 10 I was a big fan of from Skechers. So three exciting shoes from Skechers. And so I want to give them a big shout out. Bit of love. Actually, I'll tell you what, let's run through all the stuff we've got and we've got coming out, and then we'll get to your questions. So Clinton, I've seen them. We'll come on to them. I've got, and I've got to get many, many more miles on them. But these, I mentioned them last week. These are the ASICS GT 2011s. Again, the camera's a bit funny holding it up on the podcast. Yeah, we'll come on to that another time. You can probably guess where I'm going on that. These arrived today, but I'm not telling you anything about them. I'm not saying a single word about this shoe. All right? Nothing. But there's another shoe there. Shh. Okay. And then the last thing I've got to give a shout out to in terms of my weekend was the guys at Kendall Mint, okay? Let me turn it around this way. Kendall Mint Group. If you're after some new gels or you want to try some hydration, check out the guys at Kendall Mint, right? These are the gels I use. They also do a hydration product, an electrolyte. It's so good. It's like a citrus mint, I think it's called. It's so, so good. Again, I'm not getting paid by them. They gave me them. I did a video for them like a year ago or whatever, and they just saw me. I was actually on their stand talking to somebody about the products because I genuinely use it. So I'm going to tell people it's okay to use. And the guy gave me that. So fair play to that. Yeah, the Skechers shoes were gifted to me, obviously. So that's where we're at. We've got some shoes still coming in. We've got Nimbus. We've got Wave Rebellion Pro. What's the other ones we've got coming? They should be here, they should have been here today. I don't know which one. We've got some others coming in. So that's where we're at in terms of all that. Thanks for the love on the video today. If you've not seen it, check out that video, whether carbon plated shoes are too expensive, whether you need them. Let me know in the comments what you think about all of that. Okay, right. So let's get into where are you? Cool, blimey, you've been busy. How was week? So apart from, and we'll come on to the, hopefully we get time to talk about it, the shoes that kind of caught my eye. In general, Birmingham just blew me away, just mainly because of you guys. What's this from Mark? Cannot thank you enough for Saturday and everyone involved. Really picked me up and got me going again. Good. I'm glad it helped, Mark. We had a big group run up in Birmingham. Super nice to see anyone. Soccer and Dolphin Elite. I'll put a video out. And I'm not going to say any more than that, but other than you should be seeing some content from some of the, Believe in the Run, big shout out to them, and Kafuzi and the usual, suspects. But watch those two channels out of everybody in terms of reviews and content. They should be, I can't remember when Thomas said, even on his Instagram post, it might even be tomorrow or, I don't know, is it the 25th? I think he's got stuff coming out. So watch out Believe in the Run and obviously Mike Kafuzi as well on the Saucony Endorphin Elite. And we can talk about it. We can talk about the price if you want, but that's about as much as I'm going to talk about. Running in the snow now. So I've got some Otter dry socks. I'd say the busiest stand at the National Running Show was the company. It's actually Start Fitness. Obviously, we've got an affiliation with them, but they had more mild socks. They were selling £3 for £5 or something. It was like a jumble sale. It was like a yard sale if you're in the US. It was absolutely crazy. They're really good socks for the price. They really are. They're not going to last you forever. Would I run them in a race? No. Would I run them to go and do a coaching session down the road? Yeah, 100%. I've got a pair on now doing this. So there you go. What's this? I tried those Magic Recovery legs. Yeah, £700 jog on. There's absolutely no point. Go get some Pure Sport. I don't know about you, but I tried, been trying before Pure Sport. I went to their stand. They're really nice people at Pure Sport as well. Really like them. Gary missed out. What's this? I was there on crutches, so I couldn't move around the place. Oh, blimey. And what's this? Right, so I'm reading out the comments. Listen to the podcast while I'm listening. I'm reading out the, so Triple X, Triple X. I was there at the show on crutches, so I couldn't move around the place. Mrs. Sister was creaming herself after seeing Toby. Oh dear. Good old Speaker. He was on form this weekend. He was useful and annoying at the same time. And he cocked up the start. I know Simon who cocked up the start of the Long Run Show live when they didn't turn the mics on. Seamus, Ian, Chris, which of the team added most value over the weekend? Well, it wasn't Simon because he just drunk tea. It's got to be admin because one of the cool things what's come out of the show was the amount of contacts we made at some of the brands. We got contacts at some of the brands, but not all of the brands. Some of the brands don't like us. Some of the brands do like us. Some of the brands don't even know who we are and what we stand for. And that's fine. I ain't got a problem with that. Again, we're not journalists, so we don't get, we're not on lists to get sent stuff. We're not part of global launches all of the time because that's how these things work. We don't write stuff and get paid to write stuff. So there's YouTube channels out there by journalists who are getting paid they're writing stuff and then they're selling magazines and things like that. They're getting money from it in that respect. All we earn, but is the ad revenue from the YouTube channel. And that's relatively peanuts. We're not a media company. That's not us. Okay. So we do our little podcast, which is unbelievable. And thanks to everybody who came and watched us. But we're not like a media company that's got time to, produce a weekly show that comes out every week that's all polished and stuff. This is us. We're live and we just wing it. So I really appreciate all the love. But my point is that admin gets the badge because she was out there networking for the channel. So that's great news. You're going to benefit from that because hopefully you're going to see some of the brands that we might not necessarily have had on the channel. Classic example, Ultra. So, you know, shoes from them would be good to get on the channel because, you know, it's always good to have a variation on the channel. So, yeah, so definitely admin gets the badge. Right, here we go. I'm moving through. Keep them coming, people. Can I ask your opinion on compression socks? I have a calf niggle. My osteo wants me to wear them. They seem to me... Okay, right. So compression socks are a funny thing. Science is what it is. I think they're more of a psychological thing, personally. That said, I have worn them, and I was wearing them. We did our first sort of big mile run for marathon training. I think it was 16 miles. Sorry, I've just had some Luke, so. And we did a run, and it was like 16 miles, and I wore calf sleeves because it was cold, and it was... Oh, actually, wasn't it that video that came out at the weekend? It might have been that one. We filmed that a while ago, and I was wearing calf sleeves there, and the reason for that was just to keep my... obviously, what calves, you know, with the blood flow around, but also just to keep a little bit of heat down there in those calf muscles as well, to aid a little bit of recovery, because I had... what was I doing on Sunday? I was doing something else. So I like wearing them. I wouldn't necessarily run in them all the time. But if your osteo is saying wear them, I would take the medical advice. They know more than me, personally. I know it might shock you, but I'm not medically trained. Here we go. Hi, Chris. Got the Adios Pro 3 for £130. What a great shoe. Tempted to use it. 100% use it for Brighton Marathon all day long. I think it was an absolute mickey take at the show that the people who were working on behalf of Adidas, I can't remember the company, but they were so rude. Whoever they were just rude. You can jog on. I don't know what company they were, but I don't care. You're just too rude. You need to sort whoever your salespeople are at that event, find all of them and give them some customer service lessons. All right. But what they were charging the wrong price for the Adios Pro 3. And at one point, they said, we'll give you 10% off. But it still wasn't as cheap as that, or as what you cheap as you can get it on sportshoes.com. So, no. But, yeah, I think the Pro 3, Adios Pro 3, £130, is a no-brainer. It really is a no-brainer. It's such a good shoe. Why? Because for me, I just feel like I can hold speed in it without getting unstable like towards the latter part of a race, or if I want to back out of the pace because I'm just tired and I'm not feeling it. I don't start moving around like I do in the Nike shoes. I just feel like I have that confidence in it because the Lightstrike Pro is a little bit, my mind is firmer, but I was explaining it to someone at the weekend. I just feel like in the Zoom X, I'm trampolining off of it, where with the Lightstrike Pro, I'm rolling through it. Does that make any sense? Are you with me? Are you feeling me? That's what I feel like in the Adidas Pro 3. I just feel like it's moving with me, where the ZoomX, I'm sort of trampolining off it, which there's nothing wrong with that. I'm a big fan of the Alpha Fly. So, you know, I'm not going hard on that at all. And I'll probably, that's another story for another day in the shoe that we can't talk about. I think 100% wear them for Brighton all day long. And then come back on Bite Size and let me know how you got on. How much is Speed Beast? I'm not so sure, actually. I might have got it, but I didn't read it. That might shock some of you because I was just excited to put them on because they turned up. So they were meant to be there. I was meant to get all the stuff ready for the show, but it, for whatever reason, couriers and stuff like that, it all turned up late. So I didn't get it. But there was a really good video. Again, watch the stuff from the running event with Believe in the Run. It's all on there. Just the price, the details, when it's dropping and all that stuff. It will drop later here in the UK than it will in the US. So, but check that out. It's a good shoe. I've only run in it once, so what do I know? But no, actually twice, because I sort of trotted around and did a 3 miles, so I'm not really counting that one, to be honest with you. Here we go. What have we got here? I took the Endorphin Pro 3 out for 18 miles yesterday. It was a little disappointing, but much prefer the Pro 3s. See, I like the Endorphin Pro 3 for training runs. It's a really nice shoe to wear for training runs. It's not as offensive as I would find the Pro 3 for a training run. I kind of save the Pro 3 for race day. I know they're both called Pro 3. They really need to change the names. But the Endorphin Pro 3 is a fantastic shoe. It's probably the best marathon, half marathon shoe you can buy if you're, this can sound the wrong way, because just bear with me, if you're not really chasing it. Does that make any sense? So if you just want to, you know, rock it up and get the distance done, I think it's a really good shoe that's competent. It'll carry you across the line. It will do what it's meant to do. It's not overly unstable. Yes, it's got, you know, still a reasonable stack height on it. Yes, it's got the plate in it, but the upper's great on it. The shoe just fits real nice. And it's just I just like it as a training shoe. I just think it's a really good training shoe that you can put into race day. It complements the rest of the Saucony lineup really, really well. I know we've got the Elite coming, and you know that's your out and out. I'm gonna, you know, spunk a load of money on a big marathon shoe. But if you want a shoe that's gonna, you know, do all of it for you, your half marathons, your marathons, and all that kind of stuff, even your park run, the Pro 3 is I think it's one of the most underrated shoes out there. It really is. I say Speed Goat ran his PB in Amsterdam in the Pro 3. And it was, you know, all right, the course was short and he ended up running the 3:46. But the shoe's great, people. It really is. It's an undervalued one. I do think, though, with Saucony, right, and I love Saucony, right? You guys hopefully know that by now. But I do think they need to refresh some of the colorways on the Endorphin line. Do you remember, was it version 1 or version 2? They came out with those like high-vis neon sort of really cool-looking colorways. I think they need to come out with some of that to sort of kickstart it and just make it look really awesome. Maybe they're waiting for winter to get out of the way, because all you're going to do is just like get your shoes dirty, right? So maybe they're looking to do that. But yeah, I just think the Endorphin Pro 3 is a really, really underrated shoe, people. You know what would be a good combo? GlideRide 3 and Pro 3, the Endorphin. That's a two shoe combo. That's a really good, because you've got your everyday use, go long with no real pace and, you know, recovery in the GlideRide 3. And then you go into your sort of faster stuff if you want to do like a bit of a tempo session, few intervals, and then you can race in it, Pro 3. So the two really would marry up, and you can get both really cheap. You probably get both for the price of an Endorphin Elite. Do you see what I'm thinking? Yeah, I think that's a great way. There we go. So I keep them coming, people. I really appreciate, firstly, you two tuning into this on a Monday night at 7 o'clock. I don't know whether Kafuzi is on tonight, but even if he isn't, I really appreciate you coming along. Here we go. What we got here? It's a chemistry between you, Wilco, and Sabrina, like the original Top Gear team. Any other combos, suboptimal? Well, thank you very much, Mark. I really appreciate that. The guys are incredible that we have on the Long Run Show. You're absolutely right. The makeup of the team is, you know, you've got Wilco, you've got Al, you've got Hayden, you've got the Tobe admin, and even Simon to a degree. He was cocking about doing the slides behind me. You know, it's a team effort, and it's great fun. I'm just so blessed to have those sort of people around me. It really is. It really is good. As you say, you can't make that sort of chemistry up. David, thanks for the love. He loves the show. Thank you very much. Triple X. Did you cycle to Birmingham? Would it be good training for Ride London? No. No biking, people. But maybe, maybe I might go back out on the bike the weekend of the winter 10K on the Saturday. Well, that's not good, because I might fall off it and then not be able to run, and then I need to film it for them. So, but yeah, I might go back out and do a bit of biking and film the third in the trilogy, An Idiot Rides Again, on that day. So just look out on Strava. Right, what we've got here? Still looking for ideas and suggestions for a plated shoe for a flat-footed, wide-footed, over-pronator. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Still looking for, anybody who sort of tends to pronate, I sort of send them towards the Pro 3. Now, this is a bit of a curveball for you, okay? You may not have expected this one. I think all of you are watching and listening will not have expected this one. But have you tried? Yes, I'm about to say, have you tried the Brooks Hyperion Elite 3? Yeah, let me know. Now, that's a firm ride, okay? But it is a plated shoe. Brooks do come in wide. I don't know whether the Hyperion 3, Elite 3, comes in a wide shoe. Let me know in the comments. Maybe I'm wrong. But I know, obviously, Brooks do wide fittings on their shoes. I don't know whether they do it in the Hyperion Elite. but that does come up wider than some shoes anyway. But that could be a good shout for you. So there you go. I did just recommend a Brooks running shoe. And by the way, I've got to give a shout out to the girls and guys at Brooks. They were so lovely to me at the running show. Absolutely.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Top notch. They really were. They're doing great things with Parkrun. I know I give them a hard time, but I give them a hard time because I want them to be awesome. Yeah. As I said to you on this show last week, the Hyperion Max is a good looking shoe. That's where they need to be heading. The other shoes, different story, but that's where they need to be heading. Okay. Great advice. I think that's it. Endorphin Pro 3 for the long training runs. Yeah, exactly. Save the Adidas for race day. I'm using the Strung, the Primex Strung for long training runs, and the Super Blast, which I've ruined, by the way. My Super Blast are ruined. Right, here we go. I've seen Blue Max Road 5s for £68. Yeah, I know someone who bought them yesterday. Description says, go run Max SN19, but has Max Road 5 printed on the tongue of the shoe. Are these the same as the black and white ones? Right, I don't know what any of that means, right? But I have seen them because I was in the car with somebody who purchased 2 pairs of Max Road 5s yesterday at that price. All right. So I don't know whether they're legit, but the site he used, which was sportsdirect.com, if they want to sponsor this podcast, just go to the website. I haven't got the team here to direct me. But yeah, he bought 2 pairs at £68, the black pair and the blue pair, and they were on their way. Is the Pro 3 stable at all? Endorphin Pro 3. I don't have a problem with it in terms of stability. Hopefully you guys know by now. I do, pronate a little bit, quite a bit on my left leg versus my right leg. And I've had no issues in terms of stability with the Pro 3. Endorphin Pro 3, got to be clear. Endorphin Pro 3. No issues at all. Tobe, who does pronate, no issues at all with the Endorphin Pro 3. So, I can't say it enough. That is one of the most underrated shoes out there, along with the Glide Ride 3, people. The Saucony Endorphin Pro 3 does not get enough love. Maybe I should do a video, like a love letter to the Endorphin Pro 3. What do you think, guys? Would that be a good video? Gary, just picked up a pair of Max Rose for £90 on sportshoes.com. Yeah, they were selling them with our code over the weekend on Skechers in the UK. They were about £80. It's just such a good shoe. So David, check out the Brooks Hyperion Elite 3. I don't know whether they come in a wide fit, and I'd be really interested to know. It is a firmer ride, but that's not a bad thing. So check that out. Has Hayden noticed you slipped a bros picking again at the Facebook post? I'm not sure about that. Tune in for Friday's Long Run Show episode. Hang on, here we go. What's this one? Thanks again for all the questions. We're already 26 minutes in. Where is the time? I've got a list of stuff to talk about, but we never get to it. One day we'll, we'll get to it. When only three of you turn up to watch this, I might actually get to seven. I might just use the same list. How funny would that be? We end up like talking about like the Nimbus 25 in September. I have bought your take on the carbon shoe pricing today. Take on the carbon price was interesting. I'm still using a pair of Endorphin 2s, Pro 2s I picked up last year for 45%. This is the thing, right? We've got a video coming out about a carbon plated shoe that I think is the best value carbon plated shoe you can buy. And I'll give you a little clue. It's under £80. All right. And it's very much, I think, who was I talking to? I was talking about someone about this today. The thing is, in a way, do you say the manufacturers have actually shot themselves in the foot because they keep renewing these shoes every week? So we've got like the Invincible 3 coming, which I've got no interest in. And we've got like the Nimbus 25, and we're going to have the Pegasus 40, which looks like the same, the 39, 38. Do we need to buy these new shoes? No, right? So we are better off, and it's now proven that the retailers are discounting these shoes heavily after the release date or sometime after release date. Even Nike are doing it with the Vaporfly 2. So why do we need to rush out and buy all these expensive shoes? I know channels like this don't help. I appreciate that, right? And whoever said to me on a video today, some random shoe tube or whatever you call us, you know, I get that, right? So we don't help the process, yeah? We get hyped up into this sort of stuff, but I don't. And that's the thing. If you watch the Adidas video later in the week, you'll know that I don't. But, you know, some of these people are paid to hype you up about these shoes and get you all excited because they want to get more shoes from these brands and get you, you know, get more views on their channel, get more subscribers and all this sort of stuff. That's, you know, that's all they're interested in. For me, I'm with you guys. I just think you're better off personally, unless if something is really good, I'll tell you it's really good. All right. Like, I think the Speed Based, I'm only running it twice. I'm getting very excited about. But there are shoes simply that you do not need to rush out and buy and spend that sort of money. It's proven with the Pro 3 from Adidas. It happened with the Pro 2. They heavily discount it down. So why don't you just wait? Why don't you just do what Matt's done and just wait? He's got his Pro 2s. He picked them up last year, 45% off. It's a no-brainer. That is such a good shoe, right? Such a good shoe. But why pay over the top for them? Especially right now when it costs like £800 million just to put your heating on for 1 hour. It's just ridiculous. So I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. As I said, I've got video coming out. Best carbon plate shoe, under £80. It's a good video, that one. I don't know when it's coming out, actually. I don't know what we've got coming out on the channel this week. I know we've got a few how-tos coming out, so just bear with. And the reason that is because the SEO is wild at the moment for people searching for how to run a marathon, what this and that. You can't blame me for taking advantage of the search engine people. I'm just being honest and open. We've got videos coming out targeting that search. So sorry about that. So just bear with us. We'll still do the shoe stuff. And we'll still be live every week for you. Here we go. There we go. What's this? Doing first marathon this year, London. Bought ASICS Nova Blast 3 Lite show. Awesome looking shoe. Hoping we'll do the job. Just get me around. Yeah. If you've got whatever you want to do, just get around. Any shoe. I mean, as I said to you, I think I ran London in a Pegasus. I've run in a Glide Ride. You know, it doesn't, you don't have to be in a car plate shoe. You know, I've seen a geezer run around London and Amsterdam barefooted. So you tell me what the difference is. What you know what I mean? So whatever you're comfortable in, whatever you can afford, is the right shoe for you. See what I mean? That's the key takeaway. Yes, I love the shoes. I love geeking out about the Speed Blast, about the box I can't tell you about the Max Road 6s. I'm so excited about those. All those, you know, all those shoes, the Wave Rebellion Pro and all this sort of stuff, right? But at the end of the day, you know, like you just said, the Nova Blast 3 is going to get you around London. You're going to have the best time of your life. You're going to cross the line. You're going to love it. And then you'll sign up for something else. And then maybe you go and get yourself your carbon plated, you know, Endorphin Pro 3, which I've just given a big endorsement for. Here we go. What's this? Only value Ben Parks and your opinion. Well, thank you very much, Triple X, Triple X. Ben, I think Ben did a video this week. He had a little break. From YouTube because I think someone was saying about his mental health. I know he struggles with that. I think we you know, both brothers in arms in that front. So mad love to him if he's been struggling. And I'm glad that he's doing whatever's right for him. Big love to Ben Parks. What else? What was this? Will that carbon shoe be released in the US? Which one? The Hyper Beast? Let me know, Matt. Which shoe are you talking about? You're talking about the Hyper Beast from Sketching. Hyper Beast? The Speed Beast. Sketching would kill me if they won't listen to this. The Speed Beast. Is that the one you mean? Matt, let me know if that's the one that you're after. Because if it is, then yeah, it's coming to the US. I swear, one of them's February and one of them's May. One of them's April, May. But I can't remember for the life of me. Probably should have checked which one's it. Or maybe just read the piece of paper that Skechers gave me. Sorry about this. Hang on a sec. I just drink. I'm so thirsty. When I went out for my run today, I didn't have anything. I didn't have any of my Kendall Mint when I finished. Hang on. Oh, Lucozade's so good. Wherever you are in the world, you get Lucozade. It's like the best thing. This is the original one. On the podcast, I'm holding up the original. It's the one they give you when you're really up, but it's so good. It's like addictive. Okay, right. So let's get back to it. Right. So, the one for £80. Yeah, you'll be able to get it in the US. I don't know what the price is. That's just a good point, actually. Now you've said that, I should have made the video. I made reference to the... But the reason I referenced the price is because I paid for it out of my own money. I got them out of my own money. Okay. So that's how I know what they've got. Right, here we go. Elliot Robinson, thanks for tuning in, Elliot. Nice to meet you. Hi, 40. Vaporfly 2s or Endorphin Pro 3s, which is worth the investment for racing? Elliot, let me know what distance. I'll tell you why, because I've got no confidence in the Vaporfly 2 over the half marathon distance, right? I'm scared to death to wear that for a marathon. I may be completely wrong with that shoe, because obviously all the elites running it, and you know Ben is running, and you know all these like hardcore ninjas, they all run the Vaporfly in the races and stuff. But I'm scared to, because where I you know usually fade at the end of the marathon, I just feel like it would be too unstable. That's what I'm trying to get. Oh, you could argue about the Alphafly, but that's what I feel like in the Vaporfly 2. It's really set up for me as a racing shoe, particularly for a 10K. I love wearing that shoe on a 10K, getting after it. So I think it's a little bit of a funny one to say. You're going to get a lot more bang for your buck with the Vaporfly 2, even though I've just sung the praises of the Endorphin Pro 3. But the Endorphin Pro 3 is the more complete shoe, in the fact that you could probably cross over to all aspects, and maybe if you, again, value for money, talking about investment, that is a shoe that maybe if you just wanted to go up to a race just to get round, or maybe you're doing a bit of a training run because you wanted to practice goal pace for something, it's a shoe that can do that as well, and you can take it out on your training runs. I don't train in, and never have trained in a Vaporfly. I just, you know, I save mine for race day. So, yeah, I don't know where that helps. It's just the fact that you mentioned the word investment. So preferably all distances. If it's all distances, then I've got to be honest, I'd go for the Endorphin Pro 3. I just think you get value for money. You can pick them up so cheap. Yes, you can get the Vaporfly 2, but you might be all right with them on the marathon distance. You really will. You know, people do genuinely get on it, but it does make me cringe when I see people running along in marathons in their Vaporfly 2s and their ankles are about to break. You don't want to be that guy, all right, or girl. You don't want to be that guy, girl. Yeah, you want to make sure that, you know, it's doing you justice while you're out there. Here we go. That's a nice question. Thank you, Mark. Totally ungiven. How's my marathon training going? I'm a little bit nervous about it. I'm feeling a little bit behind the curve because we've been so busy at 40 Runs with the show and all that sort of stuff. I've got to work a few Saturdays. I'm a little bit behind where I would like to be, if I'm truly honest. I'm struggling to get miles in because simply I'm just so busy. I've got like editing coming out my rear end. I've got, if you saw the pile of shoes I've got down there, it's just ridiculous. And I don't like to push the videos out. I don't like to just go and do 7K and put a shoe review out. It's just not worth the effort. I'd rather, you know, take a little bit of time. Yes, if there's a hot shoe that we've got coming, let's say the Endorphin Elite came in, and I, you know, go out, get 10 miles done, give you my first take, right? That's different because it's a hot shoe. I'm going to get search on YouTube. It's going to help the channel grow, right? That's, again, straight up, honest, open, transparent, right? I wish everybody was like that. But I just not got the time at the moment to get on top of all these shoes as quick as I want. But that's fine by me. I'd rather wait a little bit. And before I do the first impressions, before I do a performance review, some of the shoes I might even skip a first impressions and just do a, you know, a 50-mile-ish, you know, for, you know, review kind of thing on them. I'd like to be able to do more 100-mile review shoe reviews, to be honest with you. But again, it's not a problem. It's a lovely thing being sent all this stuff to test. But I think there's value in doing these 100-mile, and that's why I shoot channels like Andy Forrester Dean. Is a great channel doing, you know, with the high mileage stuff that he does. So I'd really recommend checking his channel out. And even Mike Cafuzzi, you know, he'll pop up occasionally with a 100-mile review where he can. He does more than most. So yeah, it's I can't remember the words, but basically where we're getting so much success, let's call it. I'm now sort of drowning a little bit, but I'll get through it. It's only just it's that period of the year where like all the shoe launches are coming and stuff like that, and then it'll quiet down a bit. And again, we want to get some of the stuff out on the channel about trying to capture some of that search traffic from all those people who just signed up for London Marathon. Cancelled. What shoe? Matt's back. What shoe are you most excited to try this year? Well, the Saucony Endorphin Elite, obviously. Oh, by the way, guys, this is your sort of 5-minute warning, okay? Because we only do a short stream on this one. So 5-minute warning, get your questions in. Whatever it is, just get it in. But the Endorphin Elite, I've been excited about that shoe for a long time because I can't remember who it was, but some people were talking about it last year. Because I'm such a big fan of Saucony, because they work for me, right? I'm very excited to see that shoe on my feet and how it feels. Because I've got two marathons at the front of the year. I've got Manchester and I've got London. I don't know which one I'm going to attack and which one I'm going to do what at. Again, depends how my training goes. So to have a shoe in my pocket that I'm comfortable in and confident, I've got one in the Adios Pro 3, right? And I'm super comfortable in that shoe. So I'll run that at one of those races. I was actually thinking about running either the Primex Strung or the Super Blast at one of those races. But now the Elite's out, I'm going to take that to one of those races, but I don't know which one. And then I've got a marathon in the wind in autumn. So I'm going to need a shoe there. So I might, again, just roll the Endorphin. So to answer your question, I'm thinking the Elite. I am, even though I said I'm not going to buy it, because Thomas from Believe in the Runs hyped it up so much, I am tempted to see what I want to see what the Primex 2 Strung is all about. I want to say I'm excited about it, but because Thomas was so excited about it, if he's getting excited, I want to know what he's getting excited about. Does that make any sense? So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm also looking interested. I was really excited about the Speed Beast, genuinely, and I was really excited about the Max Road 6. Max Road 6, because the Max Road 5 for me was such a good shoe for marathon training for me, for those recovery days, for those easy long runs. It's a really good shoe. So I'm so excited that I've got that shoe. Like on another, you asked the guys who were with me at the weekend. That's all I was obsessed about was where that DHL part, the UPS parcel was. And the fact it was late, I was gutted. We've gone and bought up the M6 just for the show. 2-minute warning. Right. That's nice, Gary. Thank you very much. I just want to thank you and your team for all your great work. No, thanks, Gary. We appreciate, and I appreciate you tuning in and supporting 40 runs. It really does mean a lot. It was our 5-year anniversary, birthday, whatever you want to call it, of the show. And to see us going from, you know, me cocking about with a camera to being live on stage and all these big media companies and brands and celebrities all, you know, networking and getting in there and, you know, high-fiving each other and ignoring me. It was lovely to get on there and disrupt the place. It was really, really cool. And to see, you know, media companies, big media companies copying what we're doing, it is a massive compliment, you know. They're getting it, the fact that it's about community and it's about being real and being honest and being transparent. I like that, the fact that they're actually taking notice of what we're doing and actually copying it. I think that's kind of awesome. That's a really nice compliment to get. Just check the Brookside and it likes the are available in a medium width, David. So get them, and I don't know, see if that's any good for you. I don't know whether medium width is better than normal width. I've got no idea, but let me know. I'd be very interested to know if that works. Maybe we could even review them on the channel. I'd be very interested to know about that, David. So maybe drop me an email if you get them and they work for you, then we could get you to review them on the channel. Last couple, you've got 1 minute warning, people. Get live. I've got a couple more to come and then I'm out of here. Hey, 40, loving these bite side episodes. I've been doing my tempo faster runs in the speed 2, looking at speed 3. What I've heard, it's not the same type of shoe. Any thoughts? It's not, it's more of a daily shoe, it's more of a daily train. It's definitely more stable. It definitely feels like more of a daily workout shoe than a tempo faster shoe, I would say. For me, if you're looking for that tempo faster run shoe, go and get the Pro 3, the Endorphin Pro 3, which is effectively the same price. The Speed 3 is an unbelievable shoe. I'm a massive fan of it. You guys know that by now. But go and get the Speed 3, the Pro 3, if you're looking for a tempo faster run shoe. If you want to stick in the Endorphin lineup, hopefully. That helps. Okay, let's call this the last one. Which shoe do you wish a company would bring back? For example, the Nike Pegasus Turbo. That's a really good question, Matthew. Really good question. Yes, the Nike Pegasus Turbo was an unbelievable shoe. Build quality was a bit suspect. It was a very, very good shoe. I would like Hoka to bring back the Clifton, because what they've got out at the moment is not a Clifton. It's just a load of like boringness in a shoe. I'd like them to bring back the Clifton, but a proper Clifton. There's one shoe that I really liked that got cancelled by Nike. It was the Epic React. I really liked that shoe. It had like a one-piece upper on it, and you could just slip it on, go out the door, go for a little general jog, come back, take it off. It was a really nice shoe. I ran them at Southend Half 1 year. Such a nice, comfortable shoe. It was React foams. It was like, you know, running on bricks, but you ran that in, and I can't remember what mileage I got out of it, but it, like all React, it softened up. The outsole was useless on it, but it was such a nice shoe to run, and they did a really nice colorway. It was like this black colorway. It might have been in Rapid React 2, and it had like this, it went like rainbow color along the side of it. It was so nice. I loved that shoe. I tried to get some of them on what's that, StockX or whatever it's called, but they just wanted the wrong price for them. So maybe the Epic React. I'd like them to also bring back the Pegasus, because the shoe that they're making at the moment is not the Pegasus. It's a disgrace what they're making at the moment. I just think if you look back at the Pegasus 32, for example, that was an awesome daily trainer. But what they're doing at the moment, they've lost the plot. Absolutely lost the plot. You compare the Pegasus, current Pegasus, to the current daily trainers that are out there. They don't even compare. They really don't. So maybe not just the Pegasus Turbo 2, I'd like them to bring back the Pegasus. They really would. And 40, I'm so disappointed about 40. Like, on another level, I thought they would use the 40th occasion of the Nike Pegasus to actually do something awesome with it. And all they've done is they've just tweaked it about, mucked about a little bit with, you know, this and that, and it just looks the same. I'm just so gutted. I thought they would, you know, go mad. And in fairness to ASICS, what they've done with the Nimbus, whether, again, I don't know, I'm not running the shoe yet, but from what I've seen, you know, at least they've tried to make it look awesome. They try to, you know, make it funky, make it a little bit more 2023. You know, they've really gone to town with it. It doesn't look like this thing, the GT1000, like most ASICS have looked like over the last 20, 30 years. They've really made an effort at ASICS to make that shoe look good. But Nike just, oh, I don't know. Watch my video. Rest in peace. Nike, right, guys, that's enough. That's 46 minutes you've had out of me today, and I'm tired. So that's it. Bite size. Thanks, everybody, for tuning. As always, blows my mind that you guys tune in live and watch this, but also download it as a podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. The normal long run is back this Friday. I've got no idea what we're going to be talking about. I'm sure we're going to be unpacking some of the show, but we got I think there is a subject that we're going to be talking about, but I can't remember what it is they were talking about it. So that will be live this Friday. It's not pre-recorded, live, 7 o'clock. I don't know who's on and who's not, but make sure you tune into that as always. And again, big heartfelt thanks, guys, for all the support of the show this weekend, for all the love on Instagram. If you're not following me, it's 40_runs. If you're on TikTok, go over there and follow us on TikTok, 40 runs. But yeah, just keep sharing the channel, people, to all your running buddies. Just keep getting the noise out there about this running YouTube channel, this podcast that we're doing. It's everyday runners. It's real people. I'm just like you. I'm not some elite runner. I'm not some paid journalist. I'm just like you, trying to get on in life, trying to run for my mental health and not get fat because I eat too many crisps. All right. That's the plain sale of it. And I like running shoes. That's it. Okay. And I like filming it. So, right. That's it, guys. That's enough for me. I'm going to play this awesome outro that I will probably muck up. So I'll see you guys next week. I'm back next week, back next Monday. I'll see you then. Let me just get the outro queued up. Take care, guys. See you later.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.